Welcome everyone, as Hashem continues Shmiyos Salosh and Shara Tvuna Perik Dalid. Shin 149, where the Chafetz Chaim tells us to the extent a person makes judging favorably his nature, he trains himself to look positively at other people. This elevates not just that one aspect, but his whole essence of who he is. And specifically, he is going to lessen his speech of Lashon Hara. He's going to speak less Lashon Hara when the person speaks, thinks positively of other people, when he looks at other people and he's down the kafschus, he judges them favorably. So there's less of a reason to say something negative about the person. How important it is that a person has to train himself to strengthen this midah of dan lekavschus, ki alidei midah zu dekavschus v'chein lehepe chas v'sholem, because through this midah of judging favorably, and unfortunately the other way around as well, if he does not judge favorably, nokil lo odom lahalois al atzmai shein tzadik oy rosh le'odom. A person has the ability to create for himself a shame, a name, a title. Is this person a tzadik? Or unfortunately, is the person on the other side? Is he a Rasha? And the Chafetz Chaim is telling us this can depend upon the title he gives himself, the ability to judge favorably, to look in the dan lekavschus, in the positive light. You're not sure, why did the person just do what they did? I don't understand what I'm seeing. What is my responsibility to judge favorably? Dan lekavschus, judge favorably. When the person does that, he gives himself this title of a tzaddik. But if a person chooses, when he doesn't understand, why did somebody say something to me just now? Why did he do something? Why did she say that? And they look at the person in a negative light. What the person just created was a title of a rush upon themselves. Ki yadua, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's very well known. The chayvosu shel ha'odom, a person's responsibility, his obligation, uzuchusoy tluyim lifiroyiv ha'mitzvus v'havoynus shiyesh biyadai. We all know the way Hashem judges the world of each individual is according to roiv ma'isav, the majority of his actions, of his behavior. Are the majority of his actions mitzvahs? Are they in the positive, on the positive scale? Or are the majority on the other side of the scale of averus? As Chazal tells us numerous times, if it's roiv mitzvahs, he's a begeder tzaddik. If it's roiv avinos, he's in the category of a rasha. Amru Chazal, the Gemara tells us, we just had Yom Neroim. Chazal tells us, shloisha svarim niftachin l'yom edin. There are three svarim that are opened to Yom Edin. Three svarim that are opened on the Day of Judgment. Hainu, Yoyim Hadin HaGodol. Which Yoyim Hadin are we talking about over here, says the Chafetz Chaim, based on the Gemara Shana? This is the Yoyim Hadin HaGodol. There are different times of judgment. Of course, Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur. But there's a different judgment time we're talking now. This is the Yoyim Hadin HaGodol. Be'es HaTchiyah. By Tchiyah Sameitz, as Rashi explains. This is when those who are not alive will come back to life. The basic understanding of the Gemara, of course, is talking about for this year, when a person is being judged. Tzadikim gemur nechtav nechvadan le'alter l'chay oylam. The righteous are written for a book of life, are sealed immediately, le'alter l'chay oylam, for eternal good life. The Rishoyim Gimurim, how do you define a Rasha? There's a person who, according to the majority of his behavior, not just one isolated situation, the majority of his days, and we're talking now a person didn't do tshuva, are filled with averus. So it's Nechtam L'Alter L'Gehenim. This person is written and sealed for Gehenim. the Beinanim, the middle category, this middle group of people. V'inayadua, he says, the Be'inun hazachuyos, sheyesh bi'adon, in regards to the merits a person has, af im kachol yibun, even if the person has so many mitzvahs, like the grains of the sand by the shore, imakosh boruchu, yisnahig imoy b'minas adin hagmuro, lo yishoru b'miyodoy, ki ma'at mzer. If HaKadosh Baruch will deal with this person, even if he has so many mitzvahs, with a midah of din, the person will not be able to withstand Hashem's judgment. Because there's so many mitzvahs that a person is not able to do. Not that he's not able to, but he might not have done to the best degree. Of course, we can do every mitzvah. And this is the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, we're going to pick up on this next time, that importance of judging favorably. We want to be giving ourselves the title of a tzaddik. It's all dependent on our view of other people. Do we view the person as a tzaddik? Do we view the person as a rasha? It's all up to us what title we give ourselves.